Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This was published on the 16th of May, 2021, and is entitled, It's Bad. As we've slogged through Trump and carbon loading and COVID, I've managed to remain more or less undepressed and find enough gratification in day-to-day life to keep the black dog of despair at a distance. But this morning, I woke up early and, while the household slept, read most of the May 15th issue of The Economist. And folks, with very few exceptions, it was pretty well all bad news. I feel an obligation to pass this summary along with a plea. As we relax slowly into post-COVID, maybe try to find a bit of extra energy and put it into politics or philanthropy or some other way to mitigate the awfulness. Our children deserve it. And I've got a little picture here in the margin of the cover of that issue of The Economist, whose lead story is 10 million reasons to vaccinate the world. I've highlighted the good news. Lead articles. Vaccinating the world. The grim death estimates are undercounts. First doses into poorer arms should take priority, but aren't. And each one of these, as I go through it, has a link at the front to the underlying article in The Economist. Israpel, Bibi's strategy of ignoring the Palestine issue can't work. Inflation, might just be supply chain constipation. Corporate tax dodging, at unforgivable levels. There's talk, but no action. Now in the USA section. Next New York mayor, the city started to shrink. Cyber attacks. The bad guys are many and the defenses laughable. Homelessness, awful and growing. Opioids, awful, in places worse than COVID and not getting better. Evictions, a million per year, no consensus on how to address. Republicans, lying liars present a deadly threat to democracy. And in the Americas section. Post-COVID, Latin American economy is in really rough shape. Brazil, starvation setting in, government evil and incompetent. Costa Rica. Hey, goodish news. No working street address system, but they're trying to fix it. In the Asia section. COVID in Southeast Asia. Well, it looks like the next India. Indonesia. Privatizing the vaccination process isn't working. Taiwan. Its indigenous people are having a tough time. India. COVID's hitting the poorest hardest. Grisly stuff. The Koreas. North-South dialogue. Oh, yeah, whatever. Maldives. Nasty Islamist alert. In the China section. Sports. Corruption and oppression are bad for sports, especially soccer. Hockey. Well, that too. Jobs. Xenophobia and autocracy are bad for international business, so young Chinese are heading for the civil service. Now in the Middle East and Africa section. Israpel. Israel started this round. Nobody knows how to stop it. Saudi. MBS tries playing nice, but isn't good at it. Lake Victoria. Fishery is in big trouble. Brutal remedies probably won't help. Somali camels. Good news! More market transparency and women are getting in. And you know what? I'm going to add a little bit for the podcast. This is a fabulous story. It turns out that in the big Somali camel market, the way it used to work was the vendor and the buyer, both men always, would put their hands under a blanket and use a set of Baroque finger signals to indicate camel prices and bid and take the bid or reject it. And as a result, it was totally non-transparent because you can't see what they're doing under the blanket. And, you know, fraud was and ripoffs were common. Well, so they've started doing it out in the open. And in particular, women are getting into the business and women and men are not allowed to touch hands if they're not married. So that has brought a lot of consistency. And so here's to better camel markets in Somalia. Right now, where was I? Oh, right. Nigeria. Post-oil corruption, war, crime, and poverty. Now in the Europe section. France. The Front National fascists looking good in the next elections. Bulgaria. Prime ministers are crooked and asshole, but apparently on the way out. Sweden. Hey, good news. They're building a successful green steel business in the north, built on huge amounts of hydroelectric power, something that could really move the carbon needle. Turkey. Well, tourism's in the toilet. The welfare state. Oh, not terrible. The Euros are good at this and trying to use EU machinery to make things better. Economic recovery. Good news. It seems like EU public finance is less austerity crazed. Britain. In the Britain section, I should say. Boris. Over-entitled asswipe trying to do some stuff, probably bad. Elections. Tories introducing voter ID, but it doesn't look, unlike in the USA, like it'll help them steal elections. Labor. In big trouble in its blue-collar heartland, but making up some middle-class ground. Belfast. Yes, the British Army did casually gun down Catholics 50 years ago. No, amnesties are not in order. Scotland. Nicola and Boris gonna play referendum chicken for the foreseeable future. Wales. Anger over English buying second homes in pretty places. Pubs. Having trouble hiring, but claim they can't pay more. The Labour Party. It's all fucked up. In the international section, Algeria. Truth and reconciliation thing over the Algerian War of Independence against France is looking dubious. In the business section, SpaceX. Well, doing okay. Mother's work experience. Bad. Used to be worse. Harley Davidson. In bad shape. Euro lobbyists. 25,000 of them in Brussels. What's that smell? Pharma patents. It's about rent seeking. CEO pay. They used COVID to shovel more money to themselves. And in the finance and economics section, U.S. inflation. Nobody knows what's going on. Britain, in decline. China's population has probably peaked. It's bad for the business model. David Swensen died. He made rich universities richer. Corporate tax. Biden wants to do something about global sleaze. Probably won't work. Corporate tax again. Traditional economist sophistry against it. The rest? Well, I'm going to skip the science and technology and books and arts. But hey, there's a nice piece in here about Stacey Abrams, the American politician, who turns out to be an accomplished novelist on the side. Mostly romance, but some thrillers too. So how about let's don't give up? On every one of these issues, there is a sane path forward if people are willing to bring ethical passion to the table. That's all, folks.